is the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, so Taryn wrote into the show and she wanted to be anonymous, so I changed her name. And she said, is she the jerk for not giving up her seat on a plane? So I have no idea which way this is going
to
go.
You normally pick those seats. I ain't going to lie to you, dog. I'm listening now.
She said, Allie and DZ, I was lucky enough to take a trip last week to Jamaica with my friends.
Wagwan!
And I'm wondering if I'm the jerk for something that happened on the plane.
Okay.
When I booked my flight, I intentionally booked for all my friends and I so we could make sure our seats were together to get the party started early, if you know what I'm saying.
Cheers to the Jamaica trip.
Exactly. She said, once we started boarding, a mom with her kids was also boarding, but somehow did not have seats together. She had two daughters who looked about 10 and 12-ish. She asked if my friends and I would mind splitting up so she could sit with her kids. I respectfully said, no, we've had this planned for a long time and want to sit together. She looked shocked and I didn't say yes, or she looked shocked that I didn't say yes. But I stood my ground. My friends said they couldn't believe that I said no, but I had no regrets. Her kids seemed old enough to sit alone, so am I the jerk?
Like 10 and 12?
Yeah. Now, here's the thing. This is the problem. You can't family board after, like, I think it's 8 or something. 8 has to be the age. 8 and under.
Oh, 8 years old.
8 and under is
we haven't traveled with the kids, so we don't know.
Yeah, 8 and under is when you, because when you have the kids, you can just go on family board. They let
extra
you go
time.
On earlier so that no matter what, you sit together, which solves that problem.
See, but you normally pick the seats, though.
No, it depends.
On the airline, I guess.
And it depends on the airline. As someone who just flew quickly last week and booked tickets at the last minute, I got whatever I got.
Yeah.
Right? So there's different methods. You could be on Southwest.
Cheaper flight means you don't get to pick the seats.
Yeah, you could be
okay.
Getting...
Fair.
Fair. A lot of airlines don't let you pick your seat if you go for the cheaper option,
Or
they tell you which ones you can have.
Or they don't open it up until the day before the flight, whatever. Yeah.
Right. So the mom might have been like, well, somebody on the plane's going to move
somebody
for
will switch.
Me. But now you get in the position where you're like, no, I booked these so my friends and I could sit together on our way to Jamaica so we could get crunk.
I don't know how long the flight is, but I bet you it ain't 45 minutes.
No, it's not.
And if you're going on a trip, you're going to be with the people on the trip, yada, yada, but so is that mother.
So is she the jerk for not letting the mom sit with her kids? Because, again, I've traveled with Owen and Hudson where they were, you know, we weren't together, and I've had flight attendants move people so we could sit together.
Again,
that would have to her to be like, excuse me, you know, but at the same time, if I went out of my way to book seats with my friends
on purpose,
then I'm not moving for you for a whole trip.
And I'm actually glad you said that, because how is it that old girl was able to pick seats and the mom and the children weren't? Did she just probably pay extra?
Who knows? Maybe
who knows
she
what
booked
they
ahead
did?
Enough in advance. Maybe the mom didn't prepare. Maybe the mom didn't care and thought somebody... There could be all kinds. We don't know. Greg in Greenfield texted in, said, not the jerk. People should not be entitled to expect to get seats together. If it wasn't booked together, you should not be able... I'm sorry, my texts are all wacky now. Basically, not the jerk.
Not the jerk,
That's
though.
What Greg said.
See, and... I hear where Greg's going with, especially like, you're really excited, friends trip, but you guys are also all adults.
Yeah.
You guys are also all grown. When that seatbelt light comes off, you could pop up and on your way to the bathroom, check in on your friends. Or who knows? Everybody can play, you know, hot potato and end up still sitting next to each other somehow, some way. Because now you guys go ask another couple, hey, do you guys mind if we switch so we can sit together?
Well,
we just switch with this family so they could sit together. Make them feel bad like they was making you feel bad.
Yeah, but people are being real bold on the text right now. Not the jerk, not your problem. People say this until you look at a mom and their kids.
With the kids.
All of a sudden, you're like,
and you're the bad guy.
That's why the friends felt bad. Autumn and Waukesha texted in and said, not a jerk. 10 and 12 seems old enough to sit by themselves.
Is it, though?
If it Allie,
you've got a 10 and you've got an 11
is.
And a 13-year-old.
It is old enough, but it's awkward. We had to sit separately on one of was might have been around Thanksgiving, and I remember Hudson being like, I can't sit by you?
Doesn't mean
and he's my baby.
Right.
And I was like, no. And he's looking back, and I was like, is my baby okay?
Thank you.
But at the same time, he could fly alone, technically.
Technically.
They would let him fly alone.
On unaccompanied minor, or whatever it's called.
They would.
See, and I got my own reservations about all that stuff. But the reality is, I'm leaning towards jerk. Sure, they're old enough. And I remember being 12 and being like, I don't got to sit next to my mom.
Yeah.
10, yeah, whatever. But you still need your parents at those ages. And you are not lawfully considered an adult. So I think there should be something set in place to say, if you traveling with anybody under the age of 16, you have to sit next to each other.
Somebody said, jerk, we don't know the reason that family's traveling. What if it's for a funeral?
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh.
Too many layers, bro. But I am leaning towards jerk on this one. And I'm kind of surprised because I'm the one that says, I paid for it. I ain't moving. It's my seat.
Yeah. Jennifer and Racine said, not the jerk, as long as she was polite about it. The kids were old enough to sit alone and the mom could have prepared. Have a great day.
We're assuming that our comforts are other people's comforts. What if there is some medical reasoning that one of those kids shouldn't be by themselves in the seat? What if they got asthma? Well, you know, it doesn't have to be some crazy, like, you know, narcolepsy or some seizure disorder. But what if they got asthma? What if we don't know?
We don't know.
Hey, I'm not saying that everybody parents the same, but some people's parents are more involved than others. That's what it is. I say what I said.
For sure. Somebody said, I see both sides. What if this woman was flying quickly because there was a death in the family and she booked last minute? Because then we have all these scenarios coming in.
For real, though, family sad? Can you expect a 10-year-old to be sad going to Pop's funeral across the country?
Right.
Sitting by themselves because you didn't want to split Jamaica?
Ashley in Sussex said, we always board last and take the seats in the back of the plane. No one wants to hear the toddler anyways. You know what? Sometimes I end up in the back and then I'm by your toddler. And you know what? Come on.
Well, they just giving you the tips they use, dog.
What the hell?
I see both sides, G.
Yeah, I do too.
This one's tough for me, but I see both sides. I think I'm leaning jerky.
I can't believe I'm agreeing with the people who just want to get drunk on the plane instead of the mom and her children. Who am I now?
Allie said, I'm only worried about my vacation.
I'm like, come on.
I don't know what you're here for. I know why I'm here, and I'm here to celebrate with my people.
Somebody said, kids can't even be unsupervised at the mall, LOL.
I mean, let's be honest.
Oh, man. All right. 414-533-1037. Somebody said, I'm sorry, but a funeral in Jamaica?
Wagwan. You don't know what them life be like.
I didn't even think about that. That's actually...
Your family part in any river.
They might have family in Jamaica. You don't know.
We don't know.
That's
what?
True.
You're out here assuming people that live in Milwaukee aren't from Jamaica? You know how many Jamaicans I know in the mill?
That's fair. Emma from Sheboygan said, absolutely not the jerk. I'm sorry, but plan better if you want to sit by your kids. Like I said, I just booked a last-minute flight, you guys, and I've also been in situations where I couldn't get seats together, or it could have been Southwest. We don't know.
Or it could have been...
We don't. And
maybe it was Spirit.
Even worse. And if it's Southwest, then you're not even getting the family boarding is my point.
You don't? Southwest doesn't?
Nobody does after 8. That's what I was saying.
Nobody does. I thought it was specific.
After eight years old.
Yeah.
You could be in the C group.
Oh.
You see what I'm saying? And then you're not going to get seats together if you're so far. If you checked in too late. People pay to check in early and all this. I mean, I could go on about
this. This could have been poor planning. This could have just been how it happened.
Mm-hmm.
In one of the two, but we don't know. That's not what we're here for. We're here to decide.
It's not Southwest, though, because they had booked their seats, so never mind. But you know what I'm saying.
You get what I'm saying. But the point is, we're not here for solutions. We're here to decide if she's the jerk for not giving up that seat.
She didn't give up the seat to the mom and her two daughters because she wanted to sit with her friends and get drunk on their way to Jamaica. She's the jerk. 414-533-1037. Alyssa and Tosa said, being a parent doesn't make you more important than other people. Well, duh. But you do have children you have to take care of. That's what we're getting at,
Alyssa. It makes you more important to other people, aka the kids.
Hello?
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so we have some people on the phone who are very triggered today. Let me tell you.
Uh-oh.
And they want to get on the phone, and they are very upset. So should we start with Nick in Milwaukee this morning and see what he thinks? Hi, Nick. Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
All right, so the question is Taryn the jerk for not giving up her seat to the mom and her two kids on the plane?
Her name is Taryn?
Yeah.
I've been hearing Karen this whole time.
I said Taryn.
With a T.
We can call her Karen.
No. I like Taryn's a cool name.
Well,
I like it.
I gave her a different name.
Yeah.
She didn't want to use a real
name. Taryn.
So Taryn it is.
Okay.
Yes. All
Nick.
Right. Is she the jerk for not giving up her seat on the plane?
She is the jerk.
Oh! I think so. All right, explain.
I didn't see this coming. Go on.
Well, if she's confident enough to tell them no, she'll probably be fine sitting by herself just for, it's probably a long flight, but sitting by herself for it. And that's just the kind of niceness we need, you know, just for her to get up and be like, yeah, we don't know what those kids, like, need. We don't know if they're, you know, a little bit more attached to their parents or, like, uncomfortable being alone. Yeah. But if she's an adult who can say no to them, I feel like she can be the adult who gets up and moves for them.
She could have.
Nice.
Oh, I hear it.
But she went out of her way to book them all together for everyone, for the group
and
trip.
The universe still somehow went, hey, would you mind letting this family sit
hey,
together?
Drunkie, you're going to all-inclusive anyway. Chill out. You can drink when you get there.
Let's be honest. It might have been the universe going, chill out a second, take a beat, right? We don't know what it was, that's right? True. We can assume whatever we want. But I like the way I like the way my man's Nick is thinking about it, going, you were really, really set it with your chest. No, you could have been the morally correct person and said yes.
All right. So he's saying jerk.
Jerk.
All right.
I'm saying jerk.
All right, Nick. And he's saying just be a good person is what he's basically saying.
It is the moral dilemma, ain't it?
Mm-hmm. It is. Or how are you going to act when you have to do the right thing?
Ooh, appreciate the call, Nick.
All right, Nick, have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Peace.
Oh, geez. I got a text in all caps. People are fired up today. Allie in all caps. It's Emma and Sheboygan again. The more important part of my text was that she can get up to check her kids and she's still on the same airplane. What could happen that she wouldn't be able to get to those kids? LOL, not the jerk.
Okay.
I didn't read enough of her texts.
I don't want to disagree or argue, but I'm sorry. You could do the exact same thing as a friends group that's sitting there just wanting to drink next to each other rather than a mother taking care of her kids on a flight.
Ooh, people are lighting up. No way. Sounds like Nick is the jerk to me. Get him off the plane or get him off the phone. You guys are
crazy.
Get
him off the both. Nick, I got your back, dog.
Oh, man. Somebody texted in. Oh, Jennifer in Milwaukee said, even my 7-year-old says not the jerk. Keep the seats.
Wow.
That's funny.
Interesting.
Okay. Well, yeah, because the 7-year-old doesn't want to sit by you. All right.
Projection.
Let's go to Maddie in New Berlin. Hi, Maddie. Good morning.
Good morning, y'all. Whippa.
Holla at us.
Is Taryn the jerk for not giving up her seat to the mom and kids on the plane?
Absolutely not.
Oh.
And I got three reasons why.
Three.
I got a three-part sequence for this.
Dude, she's got a PowerPoint
she came with part one, part two, and part three. How she got chapters?
So Exhibit A. We got, usually if you're booking a flight and you have to, like, book seats together, you usually are paying a little bit extra to do this. So that's Exhibit A. She's already got money in this game. Exhibit B.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Usually, so I flew a lot as a kid because I was born out of the country, so we went and visited family a lot.
Got it.
And if I, especially at that age, I was like, hell yeah, if I didn't have to sit next to my family.
Okay.
So, like, I was, like, excited as heck. Like, I do not want to be sitting next to my parents.
All new right. friends, who this?
And what's
Exhibit C?
Exactly, literally. I talked to, like, the 7-year-old man sitting next to me. We'd know each other's life stories by the time we were done on the plane.
But not everybody likes that.
Right. Not everybody's like you.
In fairness, you can put
your headphones on or read a book or whatever the heck you want to do.
Fair.
Play your games on your phone.
Oh, trust me. I had to on my plane last week because this girl behind me would not stop telling her life story. Ugh. And she was annoying me. And I was like, I like to talk and even you're annoying me. Shut up. Like, she was like, we're traveling for work and let me tell you the whole story. And then she was like, and then my grandma.
Oh, great. You got the grandma?
She's like, and then my grandma had dementia. And I'm like,
nope.
My God.
Are you sure you don't have dementia, miss?
I was like, is this story? She was like 22.
Jokes.
I was like, is this story ever going to end?
Nope, it wasn't.
I was like, she's like, and then my great aunt. I was like, oh, God. It's never gonna end.
Maddie, Exhibit C.
We're ending with it, Exhibit C, and that's usually before you board the plane. There's people up there, and they're like, "Hey, if you need any special accommodations, whatever, come up, let us know." And they could ask and predetermine, like, "Okay, here, like you guys can sit here, you can sit there." That sort of thing. Especially
that's true.
If it was like, "Oh, my kids got asthma. I want to make sure I can keep an eye on them."
Yep.
okay, they'll figure that out before.
And the flight attendant will tell you. And, yes. And you got to listen to the flight attendant. Go ahead and say, I'm going to need you to move, please. Or maybe you and your homies would have got the seat upgrade to first class for being a good person. Who knows?
So, in conclusion, exactly. I've written down all your points now. And Exhibit A was she's got money in the game.
Extra money.
Exhibit B was the kids don't want the parents near anyway.
She didn't.
And Exhibit C is you could have asked ahead of time, not
the
jerk.
Let the flight attendant know. Not the jerk.
Yep. Okay. All right.
Big fat period on that one.
Big fat period.
Maddie, I'm going to come find you a New Berlin so you can be my lawyer. Jeez.
I can't disagree with what she's saying, even though I said jerk, but all right, Maddie.
All right. Thanks, Maddie.
Yeah, bye, guys. Have a good day.
You too, bye.
But now it's split down the middle. Maria and Cudahy texted in, not her responsibility, not the jerk.
Hmm.
All right.
This is the moral clause about just being a good person.
Yeah, it's like, what are you going to do? Let's go to McKenna in Oconomowoc. She was triggered.
Oh, McKenna, morning.
Hi, McKenna.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're great. How are you?
Well, I'm triggered, and I think it's funny that you named her Karen because she is definitely being a Karen. She is a jerk.
Jerk!
Oh, why are you so triggered? Why is she a jerk?
Well, I think it's triggers me because it's personal for me. I have four kids and two are older. So they're 16 and 14. So even older than these kids that we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And my 16-year-old gets really nervous when we fly.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I think she gets so nervous it's in her head and she makes herself feel sick. And so I wouldn't feel comfortable being away from her even at 16 because she still just needs her mom. You know, she's still a kid. And so sometimes I have to give her medications or if she feels, I mean, she has even vomited before. And that's something that you don't want around a stranger and that a mom should have to take care of anyway.
Well, and you want to console your kids. You don't want the strange 70-year-old man to be like, oh, here's a barf bag, kid.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, you want to be there.
Mm-hmm. Well, and
it doesn't matter the age. I feel like, you know, a kid is still your kid, right?
Fair.
Like, a teenager still needs you or a preteen, just in a different way.
They might not want you there, but they need you there.
Right. Well, Allie in Menominee Falls, this is such a, how it's a moral dilemma. She said, not the jerk. My problems are not your problems. And that is where it gets interesting, where whether or not you care about other people's problems, that is where the moral dilemma comes in, you know, and are you, what is, how far is being a good person and how far is not my problem? I got my own stuff.
Not
you know?
My chair. When it ain't your chair, well, it ain't your problem.
Of, but McKenna said, trigger.
It really ain't her chair in this case.
It's not. Find a different one. And move on with your life. Well, McKenna, you have four kids, so I get why it's triggering for you. And somebody did text in and say, you got to ask these people if they have kids.
Hey, she works it out, though. McKenna already locked it in. It's a jerk today.
It's a jerk. And Nick said, I guess I'm the jerk. No, Nick, it worked out in your favor. So it's a jerk.
We're jerks together if we are.
All right. Thanks for calling, McKenna. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye.
Bye. Jerk. Wow. Jerk for not giving up your seat to the kids.
I know I said jerk, but I didn't think it was going to be jerk. Straight up.
I didn't either. Like, I really didn't either.
I'll answer and say what I think. I'll be on the side of the fence by myself if I genuinely believe that point, right?
I thought people were going to say, oh, the kids are old enough. She paid for her seats. She's on her own trip. Let her live. It's not her problem.
We're a bleep them kids kind of show. I figured I was going to be the only one to say save them kids this time.
Not today.
Not today.
Everybody said bleep them kids.
tell me I'm wrong.
Everyone,
we're not a bleep them kids kind of show.
Everyone but McKenna today said bleep them kids.
Yeah.
I'm not calling any of you to babysit ever, just so you know, okay?
I got my own kids to worry about,
seriously.
Man. Bleep your kids.
Good job, man.